New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, simping, everything above, in between, and
below.
Yes. Oh, below. Oh, yes. Underneath. Underneath. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow us if you are tuning in again from the previous weeks before. It's greatly appreciated. We are pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms, or at least wherever you're tuning in, right? You found us somehow. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcasts.
And don't forget to send us a message, because you could send us messages and DMs.
On Instagram.
Specifically on Instagram. You could chat with us if you'd like. Simp with us, of course, all the time. And, let's get started, because we have a decent amount of news, right? I feel like we do every week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about comebacks, talk about music videos that we checked out. We're going to talk about Lisa and Jenny. We're going to talk about some water bomb. We're going to talk about a decent amount of hype stuff. Good, bad, the ugly, everything in between. And, of course, some BTS Stray Kids with Haley at the end. I think we should get started.
Yes.
So we are currently recovering from the four-day weekend, which was not just Independence Day or July 4th weekend here in the U.S. It was also Anime Expo weekend, because it happens every year, Anime Expo, on 4th of July weekend. Somehow we made it, and I think this is the least tired and the least exhausted and sore after, like, every Anime Expo we go to, going 4 days in a row. Usually I'm just beat, but I feel good.
He feels good. I got sick.
You started to get sick. You were fine.
I was fine. Then I got sick today.
But
it's catching up to me, I guess.
That's why we are recording a couple days earlier, hoping, you know, if it for the best for Haley, but at the same time, while she still has a voice, that we should probably record now. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the K-pop world, so that we will always have stuff to talk about, because we could start with Leah from ITZY. Of course, she has finally returned after a 10-month hiatus.
Dang.
And she has a cute short hair now.
Mm-hmm.
Cuter than what Honey's short hair was.
Yes, hers is nice.
Throwing shade to whoever still thought of that idea. Mm-hmm. Or at least, like, Didn't have to make it so oily and kind of weird.
Crunchy.
But yeah, so Leah's back. She appeared on as a big surprise to many during the 5th anniversary live for ITZY.
I'm glad she was there.
Super glad. She looks a lot better. Hopefully she feels a lot better now from that break. And they're ready in JYP fashion, already working on a comeback, and she's already included in it.
Yes.
So I heard that their next comeback is already due, like in the second half of this year. So there you go. And we watched ITZY, and it did feel like something is missing, obviously.
Right.
Like, you know, especially Leah's like the main English speaker, you know, coming from Canada herself. Although the members did pretty decent job, to be honest. Even though there was some questionable unhinged English translations coming out of Ryujin's mouth, but she did her best. They all did their best. That was still fun. So looking forward to when Leah returns to the stage as well, possibly like end of this year for like in Korea, and hopefully and most likely next year, right, for the global concerts and tours. Now let's get started with comebacks. July 10th, we had Dreamcatchers. Title track is Justice, and it's their 10th mini album, mm-hmm. Virtuous. Haley, what about this next one? You might be a little familiar with them.
Yeah, Boy Next Door had their Japan debut. And for some reason, their title track is not... It doesn't have a music video. It's called Good Day. They only have a cheering fan chant video up of it. But they somehow released another Earth, Wind, and Fire music video, but in Japanese.
Yeah, so they have a whole new music video again for that song.
They, like, changed some parts of it. So, like, instead of them being on a desert planet, they were on a snow planet instead.
But the fact they did a full new music video for that, and then... Well, I mean, maybe because it's such a good song, that's like they wanted to promote that.
I know, but then I was like, what about the actual track Good Day for this album? That's like the first Japanese single song, but they don't have music video yet. Hopefully they release it
kind
later
of surprising.
On.
And that was the one that track was the one with the fan chant, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speaking of them having their Japan release, I'm really sad that we're not in Japan right now because Tower Records in Shibuya has it all decked out and it's all Boy Next Door.
Per usual, for like every K-pop Japanese release, mm-hmm. it always looks cool. I remember when we were there last April, it was IVE. Mm-hmm. I remember IVE's first full album release. It was cool seeing all that stuff and everything going on there. The promotions look really cool outside. I wish we had a Tower Records, but it would be ruined here in LA or in the US
in general. We probably still wouldn't have like that huge K-pop.
Exactly. It wouldn't be the same. You're right. Yeah. It still wouldn't be the same. Or maybe it could be now. Maybe. Who knows? Let's see. July 12th, ENHYPEN, their second studio album called Romance Untold. Mm-hmm. Title track is XO, Only If You Say Yes. Ooh.
It's giving
consensual,
very, like,
huh?
It's giving boyfriend vibes.
The cool part is they're going to probably perform a lot of it during KCON.
Yeah, I think so.
We actually will talk about a little bit of KCON. There's a couple of things that dropped for KCON. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. July 15th, NCT 127, sixth album, Walk. Surprise, it's only their sixth album, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's see. July 17th. It is, of course, TWICE's Japanese album, Dive. Mm-hmm. But their song already dropped. Mm-hmm. Like, was that... I guess that was their music video, right? It wasn't... It didn't seem like a full music video. It seemed like more like a performance-ish. But it wasn't like a performance... I don't know. Because, it wasn't, like, theatrical or it didn't have, like, any type of actual thing going on.
It's, like, one of those ones that they do when they're lazy and they don't want to make an actual music video.
You're right. That's exactly what it was.
Like, they either do those montages or they do the ones where they're, like, showing a performance that they did.
This is not that one, but it was the other one, for sure. So, that released, and we'll talk about it, too. We watched the music video, of course, since it dropped. July 19th, Stray Kids.
Yes, they're coming out with their album, their ninth mini album, Eight. Dang, I wish it was their eighth mini album. What? That would have been so good.
And the song, I still can't get over it. Chick, chick, boom.
Chick, chick, boom. Mm-hmm.
I like that. So it's like the chick, chick part is like the loading, huh? Chick,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That's pretty sick. Jimin Shi, of course. Music video and release for a second solo album, Muse, mm-hmm. right? We already had the Smeralda. We talked a little bit about that last episode. The Boys also have a Japanese release. I guess it's their first Japan full album. Mm-hmm. Gibberish.
All these Japan releases.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think because, you know, like the economy there isn't doing too well in itself. But I mean, I guess the business is still good for
right.
K-pop.
Oh, yeah, of
People
course.
Will always still buy even though they are... In depth, and the economy is horrible. This is because we don't mind spending to keep
thing.
Us happy,
yeah.
to keep our sanity and keep us happy. We will still continue to purchase and buy the stuff that we love and like. Let's see, July 20th. I know this is a lot later too, but it's because a lot of the websites don't have it. It's usually you get them straight from the source, kind of thing. One of those groups. Mm-hmm. XG.
Yeah.
So July 26th, they announced on their official Instagram and probably their other social media stuff, they are going to have a pre-release for their second mini album. Something Ain't Right is the pre-release for that. And I have a feeling since, you know, this is already dropping, we will definitely see this when we see them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Having a little FOMO, I told Haley, because XG has grown a lot on me. I've been watching a lot of stuff about them, including some vlogs, their older vlogs. Like I said, it's cool because like they speak Japanese and English in the vlogs.
Yes.
And Haley, I showed it to Haley. I was watching a couple of them. I watched some old ones where they're visiting Australia.
Yes.
Because
Taronga Zoo.
One of the members, yes, Taronga Zoo. Haley said she remembers that. Yeah. Harvey is half
Australian.
Japanese, half Australian. Mm-hmm. So she still has family. She even saw her grandparents. Haley almost cried.
Yes.
When she saw her grandparents in Australia.
I told them to turn it off because I just got my lashes done. And I was like, I can't cry right now. Please just turn this off. I'm going
to
cry.
So I had to move to another video. So we watched them go to even like, I think in Dubai, like the some like Looney Tunes, like weird theme park. They also went to Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. I want to watch the one where they go Disneyland. But yeah, they've been growing on me. So hopefully next year when they go to, they most likely will be going to a bigger venue. Because, man, their tickets sold out everywhere in the U.S. It's all just scalp prices already, which are like, you know, the norm.
Right.
If they do go to a bigger venue, they will have an extended stage. Because there's no extended stage for this tour for this year. But perhaps next year. I think they're definitely big enough to be able to do it.
For sure.
So excited for that. Hoping to check them out again next year. I think I want to do some type of VIP for them. I mean, barricade or bust, right?
Yeah.
But at least I mean, even what we got for ITZY was cool. You know, just to have like a VIP. I like our lanyard collection. Our VIP lanyards. Yeah. It's pretty amazing, like, to look and think back and see all the ones we have, Haley. We have
see
a lot.
See all the money we have spent.
Yes. Pocketed by K-pop. Let's see. I think that's it for the upcoming comebacks. We'll talk about more, of course, as the week and the month progresses. But we could catch up on some music videos we checked out. We checked out and we talked about last week aespa, right? Mm-hmm. The Japanese release with the Gundam Girls. Which I still love, the design and everything. They've been so active, and there's just so much going on in the world of aespa that I didn't even know, with all the stuff going on, that they had a music video for Live My Life.
Yeah.
And I remember we came across it watching some of the music videos. I was like, wait a second. Like, had to stop us for a second because I was like, am I seeing things? And then we saw it. Live My Life has a music video. That's one of their new songs from their new album. And I told Haley, it might be one of my favorite aespa songs.
Right.
It's like
because
super
it
like.
It doesn't sound like
aespa. It doesn't sound like aespa. I mean, like, I get the essence of aespa, but like, I know it doesn't sound like it. And that's not the main reason why I like it. The main reason is because it sounds like the typical like rock songs that I like. Haley knows I am whitewashed.
Yes.
Like prior to K-pop, I'm very whitewashed. Like, I'm like a Twinkie. I'm yellow on the outside on my skin. Inside, I am just white. So I really enjoyed Live My Life. It's like a really fun summer, like, rock song. Like, if you haven't checked it out or heard it yet, and, you know, you're kind of, like, have your own ideas about aespa, check this out. We had one of our friends listen to it. And he was pretty surprised. He's like, oh, that does not sound like aespa.
Yeah. So I couldn't even guess.
In a good way. Yeah, see? But it sounds great. Like, it's a good song. And the music video was super cool. I liked it, too. The vibe matched the song perfectly. Like, you know, like, kind of like rebel girls going out, just hanging out, like, in some abandoned place and just, like, having fun. And then the cool part, too, at the end was, like, the fake meteor shower, which looked really cool. And yeah, that's aespa. Let's see, TXT did have their "Will Never Change" Japanese music video. What do you remember of that, Haley?
I don't remember anything.
All right, moving on to the next.
I sure remember the song was good, but then I think I was like spaced out watching it.
If anything, every TXT song is just pretty much pretty well done. No, remember that? Weren't they like having a good time too?
Oh, I do remember something. Specifically from that music video, Yeonjun was standing in an empty movie theater and he was holding like a bucket of popcorn and like a broom because I guess that they were like doing different jobs.
Yeah, like I remember like Taeyeon was like a salaryman, like just had a desk and there was like different things. But I guess that's all Haley can say about it. Yeah, but the song was good because TXT always has like good songs. This one, Haley, you probably did not forget.
No.
This is Taeyeon. Taeyeon, the Gen 2 or Gen 3?
Gen 2.
2, right? Gen 2 Queen. released her music video called Heaven. Her songs are always so good and catchy.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that music video?
The music video, it was not heaven. It felt like it was going to hell, like demonic. I don't know. I feel like she was like possessed and killing people. I have no idea.
Really interestingly dark and creepy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what's going on.
Like,
but
she
yeah.
had these apples and she put them in like red blood soup, but then the apples had hair.
So I don't even.
They look like heads.
I don't even know what to say about this music video. It looked like she was like murdering someone.
It looked like she was like going crazy.
Yeah. It was a unforgettable music video because of how interestingly strange and creepy it was.
Definitely not heaven vibes.
That did not really match the song at all, to be honest.
I mean, maybe if we read the lyrics.
If I knew the lyrics, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe the lyrics, but the sound and the vibe, no, definitely not. Another thing that we found was, we found this other treasure, NewJeans. We really know they had Supernatural. We talked about it in a previous episode. But I was like, wait, why is there a more recent one? Like, it dropped while we were at Anime Expo.
Yeah.
So they dropped a second music video for Supernatural. It's like a part two.
Mm-hmm.
Now it makes sense why I saw all these random clips of, like Honey and Minji arguing, like, and some other stuff, like Hane being jealous of Minji or, like, Minji cock-blocking her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are these clips coming from? It's from this music video that, like, I guess for some reason they just, it's the same song, but they made a second music video.
Right. It seemed just like girl drama.
It's definitely just girl drama. But it's like so weird to have a second music video of the same song. That was interesting. Let's see. So G-Idle did have their new song, Klaxon. Hey, I was like, we were just under the impression it was a made-up word. Haley thought it was from Star Trek. I don't know what else to say, but Haley looked up what a klaxon is.
Yeah, it's actually a horn for an automobile.
So that's like when you're honking your horn, and it makes so much sense in context for like the music video, klaxon, because like they're talking about
they say honk honk.
Yeah, like they're honking the horn. Even the music video, they're just like in a car.
Right.
Yeah, it's that's their summer song. It's definitely like more fun, like lighthearted song, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny to be honest. And they also released a performance video, which was in Jeju.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of, that one was a little hot. There was a lot of skin showing on that one. What else? Oh, yeah. Speaking of skin. Uh-huh.
It's Kiss of Life.
Yes. Speaking of sticky skin, another group that had a performance video release was Kiss of Life.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool, I guess. I mean, they're like all of them are performing
very,
on the
like,
beach.
Summer, yeah,
they're all on the beach. They're all like looking hot. They're all looking good. They're all just dancing. So it's like
in their swimsuits.
Why? What? This is what we live for as K-pop stans, especially if you're simps. So it's something to definitely enjoy. We got fed pretty well, especially if you like Kiss of Life and G Idol, like we do. Then, also speaking of Kiss of Life, for that song Sticky, of course. It was also their first ever music show win. So congrats to them. I think they won on SBS The Show. So that was their first ever win. So that's cool. I'm glad, super glad that they did that. And last but not least, ironically enough, we will be talking about Kiss of Life and Twice again in the next part. But Twice, their Dive MV.
Right.
For the Japan release.
And we talked about that.
Very chill summer song. Different from the vibes of G-Idle and from Kiss of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Less simpy. It's more relaxed and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Very PG-13. They're Little Mermaid vibes. Yeah, that's it. I mean, it was cool to see Sana start the song for me, obviously, as a Sana bias. And overall, one of our other friends, he like sent me like this graph. Pretty even for the distribution lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the most like even ones like for I've ever seen in a while. Like it's really good, like the distribution. So that's pretty good. And just check it out, Twice, Dive. I think we talked about their concept a while back, and yeah, it has like Little Mermaid kind of vibes, right? And with that said, it's time to take a water break, take a bathroom break. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell and follow break, kind of thing. The Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on pretty much most of the streaming platforms available for podcasting. And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast. And you can send us a DM on Instagram if you want to contact us.
Yes, and we put a lot of we put reels when we remember. Like we post a lot of repost a lot of IG stories, all that fun stuff. It's just to keep us entertained, like ourselves and all of you. Like it's just kind of fun to watch some of the crazy stuff going on in the K-pop world. And with that said, as Haley is rotating again, are you okay?
I have pins and needles. Okay.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you done rotating? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let's move on because let's talk about KCON. So KCON just ended up releasing out of nowhere single day tickets.
Yeah.
Which are like $50 less than like the 1 day plus, which was like the lower tier one. And it's crazy because it's almost the same thing. Except it's in like shittier views.
Yeah, like, they said it's obstructed views. So like, how can it be obstructed at Staples
or crypto?
Because like it's a 360 stage.
Exactly. That's why
I
was confused. It made no sense to me when they said obstructed view. To be honest, I heard like they actually upgraded some people.
Yeah, because it wasn't selling well, supposedly. So people in the P2 area got upgraded to P1. Like, they got pushed down closer to the stage, basically. And I think some P1s were put on the floor. I'm like, what are they doing?
Like, what is going on?
I don't want the floor to be more crowded.
Yeah, what the F? Like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
And then now they're just adding this one.
And some people were kind of upset, too, because I think they wanted the seats. They wanted seated.
Yeah, they didn't want to be on the floor.
They didn't want to be standing. Yeah. Like, so, and then they were just done randomly. You don't get asked if you want to be upgraded. You're just upgraded. But yeah, people were like, what the fuck? I don't want to be standing. I wanted those seats for a reason.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. I don't know what KCON.
I don't know what they're doing.
KCON, you are showing us how like more shitty parts about you.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
That sucks. Also, KCON has finally added, when they dropped this one-day, single-day tickets, they put the ticket fee prices, too, because I guess it's California law.
They have to.
So it got passed, and they have to show it, and it just blows my mind. I hate how, like, how much fees are. Like, what the F are the extra fees for?
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, the more you spend, the more high your fees are.
Yeah,
basically.
It's like, oh, if you're spending more, instead of, like, having to spend less on the fees, no, you have to pay more.
Stupid.
It's the worst. Yeah. It's really dumb. So, yeah, that's what happened to us. Now you can see how much it really was.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. I hate it. Let's move on. Because what's not dumb is Lisa is going to be at the Global Citizen Festival in New York City.
She's headlining, no?
So she is. It's just like Stray Kids headline last year, right? Going to be the end of September, September 28th. She's going to also be performing besides Post Malone, Doja Cat, Jelly Roll, Rao Alejandro. Hugh Jackman is apparently going to be there too.
He's the host.
Then
I had to look it up. I was like, what is Hugh Jackman doing there?
He's having the time of his life right now. You know, he's just having so much fun.
Yeah,
especially after going waterbomb in Korea. We'll talk about waterbomb a little bit too. And apparently even Chris Martin, they just threw him there. I don't even know why it's not Coldplay. It's just him by himself.
Maybe he's a host too.
I guess. That'd be so weird to have just Chris Martin go and not perform anything. So that's what's going on. So yeah, Lisa seems like she's been super busy, especially even with promotions. We saw her music video promotion for Rockstar at Anime Expo at one of the buildings.
The
billboard buildings, kind of close to the convention, like near LA Live. And also, there was a Thai chicken vendor that looked very, very similar to Lisa.
Yes.
And she went viral. I remember sending this like early on.
Mm-hmm.
To like some of our friends and group chats, And guess what? The viralness had worked, because this Lisa twin, who's also, like I said, she's a Thai chicken vendor. Mm-hmm. So she's from Thailand also. Yeah. Like, she's like, you know, just one of those street food vendors.
Yeah.
What happened was, one company ended up snatching. It sounds like she got kidnapped. She did not get kidnapped, but she was chosen to promote and make like a kind of like a parody version of Lisa's rock star.
Yeah, so they did all her makeup and hair the same.
Damn, she looked like Lisa.
She did. I think she's only like 16.
Yeah,
or something.
She's super young. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty cool. Like, you know, just because you look like a celebrity, not just any celebrity, like a global superstar. Mm-hmm. You get all this cool stuff. You get a little money just because you look like her. And right. Then you get, like, promoted and all this cool stuff. Good for her.
Yeah.
Like,
if anything. I'm sure she never expected that.
Of course not. And it's like, you know, like, after this, she's probably going to be asked to do a lot of other promotions. Yeah. So, hopefully, it works out for the best for her. So, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, she looks. We've posted it a couple times on our IG stories. And, man.
But she looks like Lisa after plastic surgery.
Oh, Haley went there.
It's true, though. Isn't that crazy? So there was someone that actually looked like Lisa after the plastic surgery after, Lisa, like, had.
Yeah, so there you go.
There are beautiful people out there. Not saying that Lisa's not beautiful, but, you know, obviously she got her face fixed.
Yeah, she kind of did. Let's not lie. It's crazy that people deny it still.
Yeah,
like,
they
are
still
in denial.
I'm like, she have you seen done. Her nose before?
So many. Like, Rosé got stuff done. Mm-hmm. It's so obvious. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's fine. It's not It's not like. People do this all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like a part of our. Like, you
especially
know.
Korean culture, I feel. Like, idol culture. A lot of them get their faces fixed before they debut.
And, like, besides Korean culture, like, which is true, though, what Haley said, before debut, they fix stuff. Man, just look at Aespa.
Yeah.
To be honest, look at, like, Winter and Karina.
Winter's nose was humongo, too.
So, like, you know, they get work done, and mm-hmm. it's totally fine. Because, like, shoot, that's just the culture and, like, time we live in. Like, right. You know, even America, people have been getting plastic surgery all the time. And it's just completely normal, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for Thai chicken vendor mm-hmm. Lisa, mm-hmm. right? Also, let's talk about Jenny, because she's getting news, but in the wrong side of the news,
mm-hmm.
more negative stuff, because on one of her more recent YouTube vlogs,
mm-hmm.
where she was, I think she was, like, doing her promotions, and, you know, they follow her around. I'm not sure if this is the one that was in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It probably was, because I didn't actually watch it. I've seen plenty of the IG stuff, like, reels and videos and a lot of news about it.
Mm.
She was smoking, or it says smoking indoors, but she was vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm surprised some of the, like, it's literally vaping. It wasn't like actually smoking.
Not a cigarette.
Because I remember when I saw one of the articles, I was like, smoking. I was like, wait a second. She was just like, she's vaping.
Right. Vaping is just as bad as smoking.
Like, health-wise, but it's still different. It's still different.
It's different.
So that's what was going on. And she was like, I guess she was vaping while she was getting her hair and makeup done,
mm-hmm.
and kind of exhaled vape smoke in front of some of, like, her staff members who did her, like, makeup or hair or whatever.
Why would they upload it?
Okay, so who the fuck is in charge of her, like, whoever she hired for her video editing for her solo stuff, for, like, even for Auditelier, like, oh my God, like, what are you guys doing? You're, like, doing the opposite of what Lisa's Loud's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loud is doing super well. They're doing all the great, like, promotions. And then, like, for Jenny's people, like, okay, it's cool that you're doing videos and all this stuff, but, like, can you pick and choose better clips?
Right, don't, like, do it.
Why are you gonna,
blowing smoke into his face?
Why would you put that? Even if it happened, you didn't have to edit it just because you have the film or the video of it. Like, what the... It's crazy, because I saw a lot of, like, you know, like, especially for like, K-pop, they have big fandoms, right? They have really big fan, like, clubs and all these people that take care of the idols and stuff, too, even though they're not, like, officially under them. So a lot of all these global, like, Jennie fan clubs, like, grouped up together and sent, like, a message letter to, like, Auditelier, like, giving them a list of stuff they need to fix, telling them they need to also talk with, like, to be, like, more, like, connected with the fans too, like these big fandoms,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they can probably help give them better Like, they footage. Could probably get her better footage and, you know, and then they will do it, I think, for free because it's, you know, they want the idol to look good.
Good, yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff going on. It's just wild to me. Like, when I saw the news, I'm like, who green-lighted to upload this to YouTube? Like, because everything was fine, and then all of a sudden there's that clip of her, and then they took it out already.
Did they?
But the damage is fucking done.
Yeah.
The damage is done, and when something is uploaded to the internet...
Everything's screen recorded.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be found everywhere still, because people will just upload it on their own everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a huge L, a huge fail on Auditelier or Jenny's, like, I don't know, her team in general. She even had to make an apology, which is good. They needed to. And actually, she apologized also to, like, the hairdresser or whoever was doing the art.
Like, I'm sure they don't care.
They don't care. They're like friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Like, to be honest, like, it's
they probably knew.
They probably, like, you know, like, I don't even know what else to say. It's just the image looked bad. And I get it. I understand it. I guess they also made an apology letter through, like, her agency as well. The crazy part to me is some netizen reported Jenny to the Korean embassy in Italy for smoking indoors.
Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck? People, you guys are nuts. Like, haters for K-pop sometimes are, like,
they're
really
intense.
Hardcore. They're crazy. To report someone vaping to the Korean embassy in a different country. Get a life, first of all, is the first thing you should do. Like, stop worrying about others. Worry about yourself. Like, it blows my mind. But it's like, wow, of course. Like, I mean, Jenny's probably it's like one of, I feel like the, one
of
the more,
a lot of hate.
More hated idols in the industry. But my goodness, like, this is just something else. Yeah, that's it. No good news after that, to be honest. Sorry, Jenny. Love you still. But yeah, that's it. Let's move on to Waterbomb. Because Waterbomb Seoul happened. And man, Haley, it looked pretty wild.
Oh, yes. Everyone was naked.
It just felt like everyone's topless, naked, just like wet.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I am looking forward to Waterbomb LA, although they haven't even dropped anything.
Hopefully they announce a good lineup for us.
Oh my god, they haven't said anything, like nothing else. They're just like, oh, Waterbomb LA is coming, and oh, we moved it back 1 month.
Yeah.
But that's it. Nothing else. We don't know anything else. But what I can say from Waterbomb Seoul, it looks amazingly fun and fantastic.
Yeah, all the idols have fun too.
They look like they have a great time. I mean, like, it was cool seeing, like, Nayeon there, first of all. And also Nayeon and Julie from Kiss of Life, like, was, like, breaking the internet, too, like, with all the posts I've been seeing. Like, they had a really lot of cool, fun, cute moments together, so that was cool. Like Haley said, there's a lot of thirst trapping, basically.
Yeah.
Especially Minhyuk from B2B.
And Minho.
And Minho from Shiny.
Dear Lord.
And also a couple other artists that we're not too familiar with. I saw so many guys topless, like, just going crazy. And it's honestly, that's awesome for, like, the fans. Like, that's a great time, to be honest.
Yeah, Taemin was there, too, but he didn't take off his shirt, which he should have, because I feel like he has so many, like, wardrobe malfunctions on his performances where he does show his nipples, so why couldn't he just take it off for Waterbomb?
Plus, Minho was naked anyways.
I know.
It's like, well, who cares? Your big brother is there.
Yeah,
he ripped it off. Speaking of ripping his shirt off, like, even BB ripped her blouse off. Like, it was wild. It's so cool because everyone's just getting everyone wet and everyone's like super soaking each other, like the idols to the fans. Guess who else was there? Two special, very, very important and random ass guests.
Yes. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. And they were having the time of their lives.
Ryan Reynolds, Opa, was having a great time.
Oh,
Hugh Jackman,
God.
Opa, was going nuts too.
They
look, like,
so happy.
They're
honestly,
like, what is this? This is fantastic.
They love it.
I wonder if that makes, like, when Waterbomb happens here, because Ryan Reynolds lives, I think, here in LA.
Yeah, I hope he comes.
Like, what if he's like, oh my God, can I come to the LA one? That would be awesome. It's funny because, like, they've been just doing so many side quests in Korea, even
for
though they're
promoting.
For their main quest, which is the promotion of, well, Deadpool and Wolverine,
yeah.
Or Wolverine, Deadpool, whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, they've been having such a great time. Like, it's freaking
living their best
crazy.
Life.
You know what the crazy part was for me, though? Like, one of the things that blew my mind was on the official Waterbomb Instagram, the one for Seoul, they have an official post of lost and found items.
Yes.
Literally numbering each lost and found item in case someone lost something. That would never fucking happen here.
Yeah, it's nice because like people just leave it like on the festival grounds and they lose it.
Or they turn it in, or like, yeah, like that's, it's like, you know, Japan, how like you could, it's so safe.
At the train station. And everyone's so like, lost and found.
Yeah, everyone's so honest. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find whatever you lost. You leave your laptop and backpack on the table in McDonald's to use, and then go use the bathroom. It's there. Mm-hmm. Here in LA and many other countries around the world, you leave it there even when you're there,
right,
and you turn your head, it's gone. Yeah. So that was crazy to me. It just shows the difference in cultures, to be honest. Having a lost and found post on the official IG account is insane.
Right. There's like a lot of hats and shirts and shoes.
There's like expensive shit there too. Yeah. Like it blows my mind. And it's like, all these would be lost, but definitely not found,
right, because they've been found
by other people or thrown away. Yeah, basically. So that was crazy to me. Here's some more crazy news. HYBE is going to make a light stick for Team Korea for Paris Olympics 2024.
Crazy.
That's
but not
cool.
So crazy.
Can you imagine?
I feel like K-pop is just taking over, because like even Wolverine and Deadpool had freaking light sticks for their promotions.
It's crazy, but you're right. It's not like surprising crazy. It's crazy cool, but it's not surprising. It just, at this point, it's not going to surprise us. Nothing will surprise us in terms of like light sticks and K-pop's effect on the world and the global community. Right. That's pretty cool. What do you have about it? You have some other stuff about it.
So that they will have 5,000 light sticks that they will give out for Team Korea during the Olympics.
Very cool.
And also, it was announced that 17 subunit BSS will join the cheering challenge for Team Korea with their hit song Fighting. I feel like they're incorporating a lot of K-pop idols in this Olympics.
It's good, though.
Because Jin is even doing the torch relay.
That's true. I mean, it makes sense. That's their product, to be honest. Sure. And it's like, we know all these, you know, like the world and the globe knows, like, about all these artists.
Yeah,
people know 17. People know Jin. Mm-hmm. So it makes total sense. And then I'm pretty sure the idols on their side, too, like, they want to represent their country, use their influence to, like, you know, like, represent the country itself, Korea, South Korea. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, and I'm glad it's all working out. It's just funny that we're going to see them with light sticks. That's pretty fucking cool, to be honest. Let's see. While we're talking about HYBE, let's talk more HYBE drama-ish, right? Like, in a way, this is on HYBE's part. This isn't against DOR. It's against HYBE for some of this, because the Grammy Museum has...
Here in L.A.
Here in Los Angeles... Mm-hmm. has announced its partnership with HYBE because they're going to open up a new K-pop exhibit that's going to happen temporarily, August 2nd to September 15th here in downtown L.A. The Grammy Museum is, you know, like we've had K-pop artists performing there.
Yes.
Le Sserafim had performed there recently. Before that, I believe it was either TXT or Enhypen. Were you going to say something, Haley?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, can you at least tell us the spotlight of K-pop moment stars that will be exhibited at this event?
Yeah, so it's gonna be BTS, 17, TXT, Enhypen, Le Sserafim, Zico, Fromis 9, Boy Next Door, 2US, and Team, Eyelet, Cat's Eye. That's it.
Haley, I think you missed someone.
I didn't miss anyone, but HYBE did.
HYBE did not fucking put NewJeans.
Like, what the fuck? It's so obvious, too, because, like, they even had all of these group names on, like, the banner, and there's no NewJeans
on there.
It's
so obvious that
they... Like, why would they do that?
They didn't put NewJeans on purpose, because you're putting Fromis 9, who you've thrown, like, into the basement for a long-ass time.
I was like, oh, all of a sudden they're relevant now?
You put N-Team, Eyelet, and you put Cat's Eye, like,
over
and you don't...
NewJeans?
And you don't put NewJeans. We had our issues with Minhyejin. I get the shit that, you know, like with all the stuff with the door.
Yeah.
But I am against you on this. You fucked up.
Why wouldn't they
you
just
drop
include
the ball.
Them?
Just because it shows, I think it shows a level of like unprofessionalism and pettiness, I think, from the company.
I hope they get enough hate so that they will add them.
They're getting a ton of backlash. As soon as this dropped, there was so much backlash for excluding NewJeans in the Grammy Museum exhibition, because It's crazy. Like, they like, just...
Zico is just, even on there. He's a producer. He's not even, like, an artist for
well,
them.
Well, I guess he's an artist now, right? He's in KCON, right? But to be honest, that's wild to me. It's like, you had all these... You know, you had... It was the Civil War, the hype Civil War. Then you pull some bullshit like this, like, in terms of making such a huge mistake, not adding the girl group that you guys... You know, there was stuff going on, but you guys were trying to show that you supported the girls, right?
Yeah.
You tried to show that you're supporting New Jeans and taking care of them. Then you do this? Even I'm pissed off when I read this, when I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's you so guys, childish. You guys messed up really bad here. Any of the support you had from me personally, it's like, I don't care anymore. It goes both ways because, like, to be honest, if you're putting Cat's Eye, Islet, and Team... To us, Fromis 9, Zico, like, I get, of course, BTS 17, TXT, and Hype, and Seraphim, like, they're all huge. They've been there longer.
Yeah.
If you're gonna add those other groups, though, the ones that are way below New Jeans,
right,
in terms of global reach and popularity, let's be fair. New Jeans is the biggest girl group that you guys have.
Yeah.
Like, I love Le Sserafim, but even I know New Jeans is bigger globally. We had an episode last week about the capacity filled in terms of just their Japan debut.
Right.
Like it's, this is super, like Haley said, childish. Like, I'm going to say it's stupid. Really looks bad on you. Like, it's a really stupid move. You fucked up. Pretty bad Hype. You should have just left it. Like, left behind. You should have looked like the bigger person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you should have looked like the more mature adult.
But you're a child. Now it looks like you look so petty. Push them out of Hype.
And you know what's crazy to me? Like, a lot of haters are like, I don't even know if it's haters or just, you know, K-Nets again at it. Saying like, oh, this is what you bunnies wanted, right? You guys didn't want to be associated with Hype anymore. Yeah, that doesn't change the fact that currently New Jeans is still under Hype, right? Adore is still under Hype. Like, show professionalism. This is one of your groups. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, this is one of your current groups that makes a lot of fucking money.
Right.
You guys just debuted and sold out 2 days at Tokyo Dome. Mm-hmm. You guys have all these pop-up shops around the world making money for you, and it's like, you do this. Like, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
This was the dumbest thing. I can't believe it. Makes me almost, like I said, like, I'm just, like, super neutral, if anything. Maybe I will dress up as Minhyejin during KCON or some shit. I don't even know. But it just blows my mind, like, because once this got dropped and released and you saw the lineup, and the first thing I'm going to look for is New Jeans, to be honest. And it's, like, so obvious. If you're putting Cat's Eye instead of New Jeans, you're doing this on purpose, and it makes the company look bad.
It's like Cat's Eye has one song.
How childish are you guys up at the top of Hype? This is the worst executive decision you could have made. Fumbled the ball immensely. Like, now I don't... Like, if Adore wants to separate, go for it, because this is stupid. Like, I thought Hype was supposed to be supporting New Jeans.
Right.
This does not show that at all. So, yeah. Break time, Haley, because oh my god, I still can't believe it. My armpits are getting sweaty. It's maybe because it's also hot, but so don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we will be talking about K-pop, and Haley will also tell us where you can find us and what can you do there.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast, and if you want to send us a DM, please send it on Instagram. Sorry, my voice is kind of going because I'm struggling right now.
Well, Haley, you got to muster up and gather up your voice. Get ready for this. The final lap. The BTS and Stray Kids lap.
Stray Kids is a lot again. Kill me.
Well, guess what, Haley? You're the one that put all
of
that.
It's not my fault that they're busy.
Okay, go.
Okay, so BTS. on July 9th, which is today, is Army Day. So it's basically when Army got their fandom name. So BTS, or, well, the channel on YouTube, Bangtan Bomb, they released a lot of these videos of each member that has never been before seen, just to celebrate for Army. I keep seeing ones of Jungkook in the pool. That's the one that's been circulating a lot.
Yeah, I saw so much of that.
I haven't gotten the chance to watch them all yet, but
I think that it's really short too. It's just like a 6-minute mm-hmm, video
for each member,
isn't it? He's like in Qatar or something, or like something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Each video is like random, like snippets of each member, basically. Jin will be on the cover of W Korea Volume 7. I feel like he's just been put to work right away.
He took a 1-day break to rest.
Right, so he's on it again. It. Yeah. The BTS effect is back with Jin.
Definitely. Basically. In full force. We've talked about the BTS effect maybe like, I don't know, like a year or two ago.
Right.
Like anything BTS touches turns to gold because it will sell whatever they market.
But this is insane though, because like he modeled Force 10 necklace and bracelet and it sold out on the official website. And these aren't fucking cheap.
Oh, no, no, no. Haley, do you have these prices for the specific items he's wearing?
Yeah, so the bracelet was $27,000 and the necklace was $97,000.
And they're sold out. Oh my God.
People are rich. I wish I was like that.
To spend $97,000 to wear something Jin has, if I had that money, that $97,000 will first pay off the rest of my credit card. then I'll consider thinking about, you know, traveling and like we could definitely go.
These people are probably like millionaires.
Of course. This is
pocket change.
This
for
is
them.
Nothing for them.
Oh my goodness.
Must be nice.
Also, pics from V's photo book have been uploaded online, and like the more that they always said that, oh, chapter 2 of BTS is not about taking off our tops.
That's Tae. That's quotes from Tae. That's
from Tae specifically.
Himself. Yes.
This is a damn lie because like 50% of that book looked like he was topless.
He is a damn liar. You fucking liar, Tae.
So, yeah, that's it for BTS. Stray Kids. So they did actually release their world tour dates and cities that they will be doing.
I actually forgot. And I remember you came up to me like right when you woke up.
I know.
When I was working.
And I was so happy because like I saw that North America is not on there for 2024.
So Latin America and North America, yes, mm-hmm. we are safe.
And Europe
mm-hmm. till 2025.
Yeah, so they will be in 2025, but the rest of the tour, it's going to be starting in Seoul, of course. I have the dates here. Give me 1 second to pull it up. I don't know where it is.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three.
So, of course, they're starting in Seoul. It starts August 24, 25, 31, and September 9 in KSPO Dome, Seoul. Then they'll go to Singapore, Melbourne, Sydney. What is this?
What?
I can't read this.
The font is horrible. Kaohsiung?
Kaohsiung?
Yeah, I think so.
And then Tokyo... sorry, the font is like all squished together. Tokyo, Manila, Macau, Osaka, Bangkok, Jakarta, and Hong Kong. And then at the bottom...
it's all Asia for sure.
Yeah, at the bottom it says, to be announced, LATAM, North America, and Europe. So that will most likely be in 2025 because based off their Hong Kong date, which is already January 18th and 19th of 2025. So we are safe. I would say like we have more time to save money, but that's a damn lie because like I'll probably be spending it on something else anyway.
You mean that something else is called Boy Next Door?
Yes. Boy Next Door. Also, what I found was interesting and like kind of scary at the same time for all the people trying to buy tickets for these concerts. So uh-oh. They did a seating capacity for Maniac Tour versus the 8 Tour so for like the capacity for the
comparison,
venues.
Right?
Yeah. So basically, there's a huge jump.
Of course.
And then this makes me think that for LA, I think it's going to be in SoFi.
We're going to have to fly out somewhere.
Yeah, for a smaller venue, we'd have to go somewhere else. So Singapore last for Maniac Tour was 12,000 seats. For this 8 Tour, it's 55,000. So that jump is huge. And the rest of the venues are like this. The one that was still kind of like similar was Macau. It was like only 1,000 difference in seats. But everything else, it goes from like 20,000 seats to like double, maybe like close to triple the freaking seats for the venue.
Of course, of
because
course.
Stray Kids, honestly, like their title of their tour, Dominate. They are dominating everything and it's getting kind of scary for me because I feel like they're reaching that point where, like, BTS is. I mean, I know that they're not there yet, but it's getting there. And
it's 100%.
It's going by really quickly.
It's going in that direction. I mean, shoot, like, Twice already had it, so it's already kind of, like, comparable, if not, like, it to that kind of scale already.
So, like, I mean,
it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
Which makes
it's good for them, but not for us.
It's good for them, but then, like, it makes me think, like, I'm glad that we went and saw them in Seattle, and getting those barricade seats in the front was so worth it, because I feel like now it's going to be kind of near impossible to get that, have that much luck, I guess, during the 8 tour, just because there's so many more new stays, basically. Also, Felix and Bang Chan finally got to meet Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman in person. It's been like 4 years because they've not met in person yet.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
We have been, because obviously we know that they're really good friends with them. They actually filmed something together that it hasn't been released. I know that they did an interview. They did like a preview of it, and it's on the official Marvel Instagram and YouTube. So, but they also did like one of those trends where you have the, I'm passing the phone to someone, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll say it. And then they'll pass the phone to that person. So Ryan Reynolds had the phone and he's like, I'm passing the phone to my favorite Australian. And then Ryan, he gives it to Hugh Jackman at first. And then Hugh was like, oh, thanks. Like, I'm so happy and blah, blah. And then Ryan was like, no, no. And then he took the phone from him.
He's
and
like,
then
no, no, I meant.
He's like, I mean, these Australians.
These are my
and then
favorite
he
Australians.
Gave it to Bang Chan and Felix. So I was like, honestly, I feel like they had probably
they were laughing
the best
too. Just,
time together.
They're having a lot of fun.
You
to
can
be
hear
honest.
Felix in the background laughing when he snatched the phone away from Hugh. I was like, oh. And then, like we had said, Ryan and Hugh Jackman have been living their best life in Korea. They attended Waterbomb.
Ever since they landed, it's just big-ass smiles. I remember, like, it's almost like when, remember when Tom Cruise was there?
Yeah.
He's just giving finger hearts and stuff.
They
it's
were
just
doing
like,
the same thing.
Like, wow, this is amazing.
They're, like, they're so loved in Korea. Obviously, they're loved everywhere. But they attended Waterbomb. And they were also guest hosts for Inkigayo, which is so random.
That was so random. There must have been like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Ryan Reynolds is like, to Hugh Jackman, he's like, okay, we're doing all this. This is our itinerary. This is how we're promoting our movie.
And Hugh Jackman looks like he's just having a great time. He's like, yeah,
he's just there for the ride, basically. Yeah, but they actually announced the nominees on Inkigayo, which was so funny to me. And they did that whole, like, host thing that they say on Inkigayo. I don't remember what it is, but then basically, yeah. I lost my train of thought and I lost where I was reading from.
Oh boy.
Okay. So the new concept photos for Stray Kids 8, and this is ATE, okay? Really giving Lisa Rockstar vibes. They have silver grills, silver nails. Yes, they have
Dude, this
nails,
is like this
long
is,
nails.
This is Lisa and then freaking XG. This is awesome. What a
earrings and accessories. They look really, really cool. And I really think that they're excited to release this album because they keep talking about it on Bubble. Felix reposted his photo from that concept photos that were released today on his personal Instagram. But his hashtag was kind of funny because and like his caption was like and then like he did the skull, like the dead skull, and then he said his hashtags were unisex vibes because like Whoa. Honestly he is giving those vibes, like he
it's
could
true,
pass off as like a girl and he knows it too, like he has a very femme looking
him and Jonghan
yes.
are the two idols I could think off the top of my head they could pass as girls easily.
I mean, like, he looks very cunty to me, to be honest. Oh. And I feel like he was photoshopped in G-Idol and I think it was Espa. Because, like, he blends right in, honestly.
He's the missing member.
Like, I was sending it to my friends and they're like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with this photo. And then I saw Felix because he, like, blends in so well.
Like, the G-Idol one was funny because it was his blue hair matches the wife
yes,
music video.
Mm-hmm. And then also, so like a teaser for their self-titled song, Stray Kids, was released. So many stays were going crazy over Felix's vocals in the beginning because he was singing. And I feel like Felix's singing voice, it changes a lot. His voice is very versatile. Like he can do deep voice and he can do very, very high pitched. And then he has like a really nice singing voice, actually. Also, the unveiled track for this, for Stray Kids, it references back a lot of their old songs, such as Hellevator, District 9.
That was so cool when, yep, when you heard Hellevator and District 9, like, reference.
Well, yeah, they had, like, the references from the old music videos, basically. They had Blueprint, so they had the ones where the blue angel wings. So they basically, and then Mirror also, so they did, like, a kind of a new version of it. It kind of reminded me of when BTS did their song Yet to Come, where they were referencing music videos songs. So, like, I feel like this song is going to be, like, really hit you and pull at your heartstrings kind of thing. There's a line in that unveil track. It's, "There ain't no last step out or we'll never stop." So, basically, we know that, like, Stray Kids thing, step out, you know, like, they're greeting, basically. And they're basically saying that they want to continue being Stray Kids for a very long time. And I feel like this is the same kind of thing that BTS was telling ARMY. So, like, that's why when I compare or, like, see the similarities between them, because Stray Kids is reaching that kind of, you know, level of fame, basically. So, but they're saying, because their 7-year contract is coming up, and we all know, like, the 7-year curse, like, after that they either, like, disband, go to the military, or, like, do their own kind of things. But Changbin had even said in one of his, like, bubble messages too, like, he's like, don't worry about the curse, because, like, that's not going to affect us kind of thing. So basically they want to keep going on as Stray Kids for a long time. As long as possible, basically. Changbin also said on Bubble, like, after that unveiled track was released, he's like, "Our stay, please don't cry. When the Stray Kids full song comes out, I got teary-eyed while writing the lyrics. It's a song that I really want to sing together on stage." Yeah, so basically, Changbin was the one that wrote it. And, yeah, so he put a lot of, like, heartfelt messages in that song. So I'm excited to hear the whole album and, like, whole song when it releases.
This man better get some love when he comes to, like, China and Japan and shit, to be honest.
Yeah, because he's the one that's writing our songs, guys. Come on. Stray Kids are also currently in Milan right now, as they'll be headlining for iDay's Milan Festival, which is going to be on July 12th. Then on July 14th, they will be at Hyde Park for the BST Festival. Hyunjin also went to the Palazzo Versace in Milan, where he was reunited with Donatella, and she looks so happy. That's, like, her favorite child. Honestly, that's her baby. That's her prince. Like, she's just always so happy to have him. So I think that they were filming something together. So just be on the lookout for that. And that is all that I have.
That's pretty good. You did well. Your voice is still alive. You're still here.
Yes, I am here. I'm tired. Okay.
But you're, like, getting softer and sighing.
Yeah, because I really had to put my voice into, like, loud mode, even though it was, like, straining my throat. Okay.
All right. Before Haley's throat explodes, let's end it here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week to the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget, we have new episodes that we drop every Thursday. Even if we're on vacation, somehow we will make it happen. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, give us a rating. A rating always helps and goes a long way, helps spread the word, the good word of K-pop amongst other K-pop stans. Haley, where can they check us out, and also what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, and if you want to send us a DM, please send it on our Instagram.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in again. Please stay hydrated, because it's been a very hot summer here in LA, and I'm sure in many other places, hitting triple digits in, like, some parts of California and, like, Vegas and all that. So, yes, stay hydrated, stay safe. Until the next episode, take care and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.